One vote in November isn't on the ballot in Washington, but it could have ripple effects here. It's the initiative to legalize marijuana in California. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
Matt Carlucci is president of the Center for Palliative Care in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood. His former medical marijuana business is empty now, awaiting a state license to become a marijuana producer and processor.
Yeah, this blank white room will be where it all starts.
Carlucci says he's excited at the prospect of legalization in California from a social justice perspective. It could mean fewer people in jail for selling or using marijuana. He says from a business perspective, for better or worse, consumers will start to see marijuana franchise stores and brands in Washington, Oregon, and California.
Obviously, the businesses are separate entities because you can't have, you know, you can't be crossing state bounds as a business with product and money, but there are brands that will license their brand to other states.
Like the strain known as Cookies.
And they have retail stores that are known as The Bakery, and there are a good amount of those stores in California. And so entrepreneurs in Washington will be licensing that name to open up those stores here.
Carlucci and Seattle attorney Robert McVeigh say Washington's strict rules will keep local businesses somewhat protected from the growth of big marijuana nationwide. But with California on board, McVeigh says marijuana lobbyists will have more leverage to seek change in federal tax law.
They continue to be taxed at a punitive rate where they're not able to take their standard business deductions like other businesses do.
Washington's marijuana tourism would diminish if California votes to legalize, but McVeigh says the state is already less of a destination than Oregon or Colorado. That's because Washington banned businesses where people are allowed to openly use it. As for public health consequences, a RAND Corporation report says the vote would likely mean more people reporting marijuana consumption. But experts are still trying to understand what that means for driving and use of other substances like tobacco, alcohol, and opioids. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.